Chapter 7. Sport. Rugby. Wales participates in many world sporting events, like the Rugby World Cup and the FIFA World Cup. Although the Welsh like playing football, the sport that most people associate with Wales is rugby. Rugby is considered the national sport and it's played and followed throughout Wales. The Welsh Rugby Union, WRU, supervises the different rugby clubs, the national team, the referees, players and trainers. Rugby isn't just for men. There's a WRU team for women too. Both teams have got the same emblem, the Prince of Wales's feathers, and they both wear the same uniform, red shirts, white shorts and red socks. At every game, the enthusiastic fans sing Welsh rugby songs. These are often folk songs or hymns. In fact, some of these religious songs were sung in the late 19th century. The oldest Welsh rugby song is Men of Harlech, which is about Welsh resistance during the siege of Harlech Castle between 1461 and 1468. The Millennium Stadium. The Millennium Stadium. The Millennium Stadium, recently renamed the Principality Stadium, opened in June 1999, and it's the biggest arena in Wales. It's got a retractable roof and it can seat 74,500 visitors. At international rugby games, the Welsh fans stand in the stadium, all loudly singing their national anthem, Land of My Fathers, Hain Vladha Nadhai. Besides the National Rugby Union team, the stadium also hosts the Welsh national football team and has had music concerts there, including Madonna, U2 and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jousting. In medieval times, the most popular Welsh sport was jousting. Wales is a country of castles, and jousting was once the favourite form of entertainment of kings, knights and noblemen. Two knights fought on horseback, and the objective was to break the lance on his opponent's armour or shield and to make him fall from his horse. It was a battle of speed and courage. In medieval times, the winning jouster was given a prize like a gold ring, a sword or an elaborate helmet. But the loser often died. Jousting was a dangerous sport. Every year in June, Cardiff Castle has a medieval weekend, with traditional jousting for the visitors. Even today, there are riding schools that teach jousting. The sport requires control and physical strength because the armour is made of steel, which makes it very heavy. Jousters must train daily and must also be good at horse riding and have good balance, because they need to hold a long lance in one hand while riding. That's not so easy at all.